My Own Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. Let me hear your body, mind, and soul talk. That's right. My name is Mary O'Malley, and I am your host tonight on Shea Parker's Best of the Best and Om Times Radio. Who am I? I am a psychic, professional psychic, medium, hypnotherapist, energy healer, author, and teacher, actually teacher of most of those also. You can find me at www.maryomaley.com, which is MaryOmaley.com, and on Facebook at Mary O'Malley Psychic Medium. And, of course, you can also find me on Best American Psychics and Best American Healers. And in fact, if you have your computer handy, I invite you to join me on the Facebook page, Mary O'Malley Psychic Medium. I'd love to get your comments and questions about the show. So feel free to like the page, and then you will always know what's going on. So I also want to say Happy New Year to all of you. I, for one, am really excited about 2017. Energetically, it already feels better to me. It just feels lighter. It hasn't maybe manifested in my life yet, but it just feels like it's so much easier to walk through life today. So if you are ready to take a look at 2017 from a spiritual psychic point of view, you can visit me on my website, maryomaley.com, go to the Make Appointment tab and see what I have to offer, take a look at my New Year's special plans, and maybe we can look at the coming year together. So if you listened to the show before, you know that the thrust behind the show is a how-to work with metaphysical and holistic or alternative therapists. Over the years, I found that people get very frustrated. They spend ungodly amounts of money because they don't have realistic expectations about the industry. They don't really understand how things work. They don't know what questions to ask. They don't know how to prepare themselves. So it's my aim to help you become educated and have the best experience possible. So the way I do that is by exposing you to different, what we would call metaphysical or alternative type therapies, so you get to know some of the people working in that industry and hear what they have to say, what they need from you, what you should expect from them, and help you make some really good decisions because, unfortunately, everybody comes to us at the end, and if you guys came to us at the beginning, things could go a little more smoothly, but, you know, that's how it works right now, so we're working on changing that. To that end, I am so happy to introduce my guest, Kathy Thiel. She's a professional astrologer, psychic, and tarot advisor who helps individuals and business owners make decisions and better understand and even laugh about themselves, their options, and the people in their lives. She brings to her counseling her diverse life experience as an attorney, a small business owner, a performing artist, and a writer. You can find her Shea Parker's Best American Psychics, right along with the rest of us. And she's in the Certified Psychic Society and is a contributor to wonderful magazines, Om Times, Astrology Hub, and one that I can't pronounce. It's something in Paris. So Kathy can help us with that. So she's going to share with us tonight her insights for 2017 and tell us also what we need to do and know to make our session with an astrologer the most productive. So hello, Kathy.
Hey, Mary.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, yes. Indeed.
Indeed. So
well,
how
what can
in 2017? What's that?
What can I tell you?
Oh, let me see. On March 7th at... No, I'm just kidding. You know, at first, I think astrology is fascinating. I don't understand how it works, but it's so cool, and it's always so precise, and it's so bizarre to me that you can read that from the positions of the stars, the time of the year, the time of the day. Is there like astrology for idiots version that you could give us, how it works?
There are, okay, how to put this? There are different types of charts that you can look at and different ways of approaching things. There are many, many, many schools of astrology. I use techniques that are common in the Western world on our side of the globe, although there are many, many other ways. And people who work with different intuitive, metaphysical, and divination tools find that you can get the same, you get very similar information using various tools. It's just a different way of getting at it. So with astrology, at least with me, I use it to help people understand their own wiring and patterns that keep recurring in their lives, and to see themes and how the themes are playing out differently. And you can also use it to see dynamics between two people and understand how the relationship is wired, but also differences and similarities in how people operate. And you can, I think I've answered a different question than the one you asked. And you can also use it to see kind of like what's going on now. The forecasts that I write and publish online are weather forecasts that are just giving an idea of here's what the general weather is like, and then you can see how that applies to your specific chart. And then there are all kinds of ways you can look at your chart, but I will not make people go cross-eyed. Essentially, I mean, many people have seen an astrology chart. It's a wheel with 12 pie slices in it and a bunch of weird squiggles and a bunch of lines in the middle. And when an astrologer asks you what time you were born, that plus where you were born sets a mathematical calculation in motion that determines what was on the horizon when you were born. And everything that's in the top half of the chart was visible in the sky. Everything that's in the bottom half of the chart was below the horizon. And then the planets are distributed across the pie based on where they were when you were born. So it's actually a visual snapshot of what was going on in the sky at the time you were born.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And so you start it with the 9 o'clock position is the sign that was rising, the zodiac sign, astrological sign that was rising on the horizon at the time of your birth. And you read the chart counterclockwise, and each little pie slice is an area of life, and you can look at them in pairs because each one has a slice directly opposite it, and they are on a spectrum involving two related areas of your life. And then people will go, okay, my marriage house is empty. Does this mean I'm not going to get married? Well, where the planets fall in your chart indicates what areas of life you express certain energies in naturally. But it doesn't mean if one of the pie slices is empty that stuff doesn't happen to you in that area of your life. Planets move through there and cause things to happen. And each pie slice has a doorway that has a planetary ruler. And so you can look for where that planetary ruler is in the chart and see what's going on with it. And that will give you information about the empty pie slice. So if you run your chart and you look at it and you find out online what the different houses mean, and then you look at your fifth house, which is creativity, children, and romance, or your seventh house, which is one-on-one partnerships and marriage, and they're empty, don't start crying going, oh, I'm never going to get married. No. It means there's a different way of looking at things.
Wow.
I just threw a whole lot at you with that. How can I, and I think we're probably coming up on a break soon, how can I explain mm-hmm. this differently or elaborate a little more for you?
Well, I think the next thing that I would want to ask is, how would you like your client to be prepared when they're working with you? Like, should they be prepared with questions? Should they just be quiet and keep an open mind and watch how everything goes through? Is there anything in particular you need from them, or do you just need them to show up?
Well, you need the client's birth date and the place mm-hmm. where they were born, and if they know the time. You can still work okay. with a chart if you don't know the time.
Oh.
You just run it. Some people use the sunrise chart. Some people run it at sunset on the day you were born. I tend to run it at noon, and then you just don't pay attention to the houses.
Oh.
But you can see what the relationships are of all the different bodies in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you don't know your time of birth, it's not an impediment to having your chart read. There's still an awful lot of information that can be pulled out.
Okay. Interesting. Well, folks, time for a break. It looks like the music is coming up, and so Kathy and I will be back in just a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic, but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, we're back. Welcome back.
So
Kathy, we were going to talk a little bit about, or maybe a lot about, what's coming up in 2017. How would you like me to ask these questions? Do you have something planned for us, or should I pick and choose? You know.
Can I say one more thing about the topic that we were discussing right before the break?
Absolutely.
Is that okay? You had asked, how should someone prepare, or what do they need before they come to an astrological reading? And what I would say is, think about what it is you want. What is it you want to know? Because that will frame what happens. There are all kinds of ways I or any other astrologer can go forward. When you're a fairly young person, you might want to know, to understand yourself. Like, well, just tell me what my birth chart says. Once you get a little further along in life, you might want to know what's happening in the next 6 months, what's happening this year. Some people come in with very specific relationship or career issues, and they want to look at that. Some people who are working with a therapist will want to know, why does X keep happening to me? Something that just recurs and recurs and recurs. And I can give lots of information on that. And then there's an entire – some people want to understand a specific relationship. I've had business owners actually help have me evaluate key employees and what their role could be and how to best utilize their talents using their charts with the employee's permission. It wasn't done behind their back. And then you can also use astrology to help figure out when you want to do something, like what's the best time. And it can be in very broad terms, like, is this a good year for me to finally finish my book, or how do I move forward on that? Or you might want to know specifically opening the doors for a business, launching a business, picking a wedding date, planning surgery. And in those instances, it's not always the absolute best date, but eliminating the really awful ones, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So telling people when not to do something. So, you know, there's a huge spectrum of possibilities. And some people just say, I just want a reading. Tell me what spirit has to say. Like, okay. And when they do that, I say, what I normally do is I dive into where you are at this point in your life, and I put what's happening in the context of cycles that you've already lived through, so you can see how certain things that are happening or unfolding now are bringing back stuff that you've done or dealt with before, and how you can deal with it differently. So, there's that.
You know, and I find that people who call and say, you know, well, what does spirit have to say for me? That they don't necessarily want to know that, you know, but they're always so grateful at the end of it, you know, to know that, oh, I am empowered. I can do something about this. I can make a change. I can take a look at this pattern and decide it's working for me or not working for me. And I just think it's so cool that there's so many ways to access that information. So you help people personally, you help with their businesses. I know an astrologer who actually charts people's health patterns.
That would be useful.
Yeah. anything else that people might not think about tuning into an astrologer for, you know, besides the basics you already told us, is there anything that has come to you that surprised you, but astrology worked really well with that?
There are things that I don't personally do because it's very, very technical, but financial astrology is a big area. There are people who use planetary cycles to track the markets and to advise investors. That is big. And I know people who do that. I don't personally do that because, you know, if you do that, that is what you do because it's really specialized how you go about it and stuff. But mm-hmm. that is something that most people wouldn't think of. Like, oh, okay. Oh, and locational astrology. You can use astrology to get ideas about where on the planet you might do better or enjoy life better than other places. And this is also fairly technical, although I've certainly done this to an extent for a number of people, especially if they're looking for, you know, they have a choice between a couple of different locations. I can help them see, well, here are the areas of your life that would probably go extremely well if you went there, and certain ones that might be more challenged, and help people see where they might feel better and where things might go more easily. I was told decades ago that Eastern Ohio would be really good for me, and I don't live there. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I'd probably just be sitting around playing acoustic music all the time, which might not be a bad thing if I move there.
You never know.
I tend to live places where life is fairly intense, so that's what I'm doing now. Anyway, so there.
How does your background as an attorney fit into this? Because as psychics, a lot of us get called with legal matters, and I just am never confident about working with legal matters.
Not to do that.
Okay.
Seriously, I do not give legal advice, but I will say my legal background does mean that I will see issues or know things about how the business world works that some other astrologers might or might not know. But I think that's ended up being very useful to certain business clients because mm-hmm. I understand some of the considerations of what are going on. And I have been called in for a couple of cases, and it's kind of odd when it works that way. I actually was the jury psychic on a case in Houston, and I was, yeah, anyway. Yep. So.
Whoa. Really? Use your services to help pick a jury, or?
Well, you know, with the thing about picking a jury is what you're doing is you're picking the people that you absolutely don't want to have on it. Each side mm-hmm. is knocking people off, and then it's whatever is left. So I was helping evaluate with that, and then kind of seeing where things were going, and it was a doomed trial. I knew it was doomed, but the person who was the attorney who was pursuing it, who was the plaintiff's attorney, was doing it for like socio-political reasons, and he thought he was on a crusade, and so I wasn't gonna, you know, he was fighting for someone who really basically did not have a chance, but. His client felt really good because someone was fighting for him, even though he didn't have a chance. So.
Right.
But I had a long time association with someone in Houston where I practiced for a long time, who did not consciously think of me as a psychic. He just thought I had a really good mind, and he would hire me just to sit and watch the jury and let him know when we were losing people. But he didn't know what I was doing. And we had a really good track record, so that was
wow. Cool.
Getting paid an attorney's fee to sit there and read people.
So I want you to tell people that, like, you're an astrologer. That is a science. You're a psychic. That is an art. Is that the way you would explain it, or because you are both? You know, you have both going on, or are they all one and the same to you?
No, they're not all one and the same. And I will say that you can, I mean, there are, when you look at things astrologically, if you look at certain aspects or certain patterns or certain configurations of signs working together, everyone will agree on some stuff about it. But there's always a spectrum of possibilities of the way things will play out. And I think part of why my forecasts are as accurate as they are is because my intuitive side is so finely tuned, because I look at the technical stuff and I just know how it's playing out. I know where it's heading. Does that make sense? So the two combine in my forecast.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to point that out because they are separate entities. I mean, you can be a fabulous astrologer and not be psychic, although I imagine after you do the work for a while, that side of your stuff is going to check in. But, but to have the two together, I think gives you the opportunity to really deepen the lesson, in front of that person, deepen the insight, the understanding, different ways that might be affecting their life that they're not, consciously aware of at that moment, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you, there are many astrologers who do not use psychic information. It's all very technical information, almost like formulaic, and they'll get in these didactic arguments with you. And I've actually early on consulted someone who was in that vein, who sat there and argued with me that I was, in fact, because of what she saw, going to have a child with a gay man that I knew. And I just kept looking at her like, no. I can tell you this is not what is going to happen, and it is, in fact, not what happened. But she was looking at – she had this formulaic way of looking at things. So, anyway – I don't think this person's still walking the planet, so no one can have to try to figure out who it was. But so it's not the same thing. And if you find someone who was both, that makes I personally think it's part of being a much more sensitive counselor, because there's a huge amount of counseling. I did a reading last night for medical professional who had never done this before. She was a little scared, and then about 5 minutes into it, she went, "This is like therapy." Oh, yeah. Okay. You're just sitting here, you're talking about yourself, and you're understanding your life and seeing things and looking at stuff in a different way and going, "Oh, I see how that connects to that. Oh, yeah, okay."
I get the same thing just doing the psychic mediumship and then people calling, "Hey, you're better than my therapist." Now, not for the therapist down, but it just seems a little more friendly. It just seems a little more friendly situation. All right, here's some music. We will be back with Kathy and talking about 2017 in just a moment.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. And Kathy, it's time to tell us all about 2017. What should we look out for? What can we expect overall, however you want to present this?
What can we expect? Boy, expect and modern reality. Those are two concepts that don't fit together anymore. There is a huge loose cannon, wild card, anything can happen. can happen element to life now. And it's going to be this way for the next few years. This year is a real high energy year. And in fact, it looks like it's going to alternate between times of extremely high-powered, impassioned, emotional, forward movement, and moments of standing back and kind of contemplating, figuring out more what's important to you. We're in kind of one of the slow, quiet, contemplative, maybe a little wistful spells right now. But mostly it's going to be a year of finally really seeing the openings and having the motivation to get moving on stuff that we've been wanting to do for a long, long time. Very strong general feeling of this is the moment. Now, there's been a lot of disruption in the last 4 or 5 years, and many structures and systems and institutions and family setups and relationships, all sorts of things, have crumbled or reshaped or gone through just bizarre shape-shifting. What we thought life was about doesn't seem to be happening anymore. And there are times it feels like reality has flipped on its head or we're in some kind of alternate universe. There's something very freeing about that, as unnerving as it can be at times. If you look at life as all bets are off and the way that you thought your life was supposed to go isn't really going to happen, why not remake it to fit who you are? Go for what feels right. I've been telling people self-actualization is a key theme of the year. And we will find increasingly this year opportunities opening up to do things that are very individually tailored and specific and appropriate for us that we only have the freedom or latitude to do now because of everything that has changed in the last 4 or 5 years. So there's a bit of liberation. There's also kind of a feeling of what's there to lose? Just go ahead and try. A lot of relationships have already reformulated, reshaped, groups have split, divisions have developed, and I mean on a close level, and we're definitely seeing it collectively, as people separate based on what they truly value in life, and different people have different ways they view the world. And it's splintering, and it's happening really strongly in families right now. I'm seeing lots of lines being drawn with the first full moon of the year, which happens on Thursday, a full moon in Cancer. But throughout the year, the eclipses that we're having this year, which start in February, are going to have us revisit themes of, am I living my life or somebody else's? As my own light showing, am I being true to myself? Am I doing my unique dance? And who's watching? Not that you dance for some other person, but people are just going to look around in terms of, is anybody even noticing? Am I being ignored? If these people don't even see me for who I am, why am I spending time here? And start gravitating more and more toward where your real audience is, where your tribe is, where your crowd is, where your unique way of doing things has other people doing with their unique way of doing things and building your own net, your own web, instead of dancing in front of someone and getting more and more irritated that they don't even notice that you exist. That will be a theme for a lot of people, and just saying, you know what, I'm going to follow the spotlight. My spotlight's over here. I'm going to go there.
I have been getting so much of that in the work, clients calling, and I keep getting this, you know, well, this is the year, this is the time to do it, this is when it's going to be good, and you know, there doesn't seem to be any karma, there doesn't, you know, it's just like, hey, it's all out, so to speak, for so many of my clients, and the same thing with the families and the relationships. Just this sense of they're coming to their realities of this is happening or this is not happening. And it's been like, you know, 20 clients and they're all saying the same thing, almost like they're the same person, you know, going through the same energy. So you're even seeing this in the stars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, different modalities, similar information, different ways of accessing mm-hmm. it. Similar information. If there's anybody listening who's finding this causing them to panic or be anxious, let me emphasize that the connections that are good are really, really good. When you stop and say, I value myself enough that I am not going to waste my precious spark on people who aren't even aware I'm in the room, and you go and you spend time with and you cultivate connections with people who fuel your spark and you fuel theirs, and you start creating warmth and appreciation and love. I don't care if it's friends, family, whatever. I mean, I'm seeing families kind of split into little factions of these people get each other and these people get mm-hmm. each other. Okay, that's fine. And then in the one-on-one relationship department, increasingly, and this has been going on for a couple of years, and there's an astrological reason for it, increasingly people have been dropping the notion that there's a specific script you have to follow or a certain way you have to be in order to get a partner in your life. People are more self-aware because of a lot of clarifying influences that we've had since about 2009. Things have been bearing down on us to really get honest with ourselves about what our priorities are and just to drop the stuff that doesn't fit. So with that comes an amazing self-awareness and more of a calm of saying, this is who I am, this is what I need, and just presenting that more with more candor to people. So the connections that are starting and coming together have a lot more core honesty to them. And people are hanging out together because they really like each other, not because one person is positioning herself like, oh, I think I have to do this to get a man, and then you get really irritated because the other person isn't doing what you think he's supposed to be doing. So the projection and expectations and that kind of stuff is ratcheting down tremendously, and just much more of an ease of being together. And it's astonishing, some of the connections I've been seeing because of that.
I've seen it in my own life. It's astonishing. And the people I've gravitated towards and continue to, with the coming new year, different people have been introduced in my life, and it just feels like, oh, my people.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 60 years old, and I know that my clients, the very, very young, and the ones that are right around my age, you know, within 10 years or so, are the ones kind of struggling with that concept. The letting go of what they've been taught and the allowing what spirit's actually bringing to them. The ones in between seem to be okay, but it's the ones that are, you know, 50, 60, and the ones that are in their early 20s that seem to be struggling with that. I don't know why that is. I just, you know, they're pretty close to their original constructs and they're fighting that. But it's a relief. I mean, I just feel, and it's not that I've had to walk away from people. It's just been a very natural, organic progression for all of us, right? Does that make sense? That should be easier this coming year.
Right. And this year is very much has a huge theme of bringing structure to new situations, bringing structure to new ways of doing things, and having things that have been starting to build take off with some of it's going to be like real sudden breaks and real sudden shifts and then controlled slow. So the way that relationships are playing out, I guess is where I'm heading with this, isn't what happened when we were in high school. It's very different. It's very, very different. Two people sort of like being themselves, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. And after a while, they realize they're walking the same path, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, oh, okay, yeah. Instead of, oh, my God, he called me. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, I have to dress up. People aren't even using the word date that much anymore. Like, you hang out together, or you have a hang. It was a fun hang. Okay, that's interesting. That's fine, but by the same token, I'm noticing also there's a respect for and a desire for long-term commitments, not because, oh my God, I have to have the ring, oh my God, this is what is right. I value myself, and if I'm putting my energy into this, I want something that's going to stay with me and will last. And people are attracting people and situations that have a really good shelf life at this point. But it doesn't necessarily line up with what you thought you were supposed to do when you were younger. But it's, you know how sometimes when you say affirmations, this or something better, it's the or something mm-hmm. better that's happening this year.
Mm. Yippee. I just have heard from so many people how they're so glad to be out of 2016. So, wow. So we'll come back a little bit more here in a few minutes as I do my big sigh of relief. Ah! And we'll be back to Kathy with some more in a little bit. Thanks.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
All right. So, Kathy, that was awesome. Anything else we can look forward to or should expect or keep an eye out for this coming year, whether it's politics or entertainment or anything else you want to share with us?
There's a big difference between how people are going to be experiencing their lives privately and what's going to be happening collectively. politically, we are in for a wild and sometimes very unsettling ride. The nation is in a long-term process of a couple of things. We're revisiting who we are as a people, which also includes, like, who's in us. So, if that makes sense, like, how do we define things? And there are and the structure, our legal structure, our actual governmental structure and structures are undergoing an unavoidable metamorphosis, and we're going to have a long and back and forth. It'll be kind of like the different Star Wars movies or David and Goliath, like we're the rebels do this, and then the Empire strikes back, and then back and forth. The twist is no one's going to say that they're the Empire. They're always whatever's happening is going to be the rebel. So we're revisiting a lot, and this the metamorphosis of our country will continue dramatically through about 2023, and there are any number of ways this can play out. But I will say that there are multiple influences that last occurred during revolution that are all occurring simultaneously, which hasn't happened before. So we have an influence from the American Revolution and the French Revolution. We have an influence from the beginning of the Civil War. We have an influence from the 30s when the economy, now this is the Depression, people living in tents under bridges, and totalitarian leaders coming to the rise all over the globe. And then something that characterized the late 60s has been activated. All of these coinciding on top of each other. So revolution is happening in every imaginable way, except so far bands of people with guns in the streets. So I bring this all up to say that the outer world is in chaos, and it's figuring out what it's going to be. Try to look at it with popcorn as much as possible, because things will change from minute to minute. And look instead at what's going on in your own life, and keep your focus on what you can actually do something about and how you can live in a way that is true to your values and your moral compass as expressing your unique voice. And that end of it has every potential of going astonishingly well this year, no matter what is going on in the outside world. And the more I've been saying for some time, and I've got to say that it is freaky to be living out a prediction that I've been making, but I've been saying for some time that as society collapses around us, which is a very drastic thing to say, many of us are entering absolutely the best and most fulfilling times of our lives. And we're creating new safety nets, new webs, new networks that will be in place when other stuff isn't there. Like, we're building the groundwork for the next way that we're going to deal with things collectively. You weren't expecting anything that heavy, I imagine.
I wasn't, but, you know, I would have asked you something that would have set you off on that anyway.
Good.
Because I have seen, and I get the phone calls, everybody, they're so focused on what they believe is the disaster of Trump being president, and that's all they're focused on. They're talking like because of that, they are now no longer going to have a life. That's not what's coming through psychically. psychically is, yeah, you're going to be free to have a life right now. And I'm not saying that because of who's president, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm getting psychically, is they're finally free to have the life that they want. But I've never been through an election that they were so focused on who won and all the changes that were, you know, all the horrible things that could happen. I've just never seen that kind of focus before. So you just gave us the answer. Don't look out there.
Things are falling apart. And I do want to say we would be in turmoil no matter who, and I don't mean even just the two candidates who ran. At this point in our nation's history, we would be in drastic turmoil. Drastic. Because core wounds are being activated. Having to do with who's responsible for how much, and a lot of anger, and a lot of the myth of we're self-made and all this stuff. So, and there's a terrific amount of discord and chaos that's hitting this spot in the U.S. chart. So, it doesn't matter who's out there. Well, yes, the flavor, the way things play out, who gets hurt, and I'm not going to say that people aren't going to get hurt, but individual lives have just unhook from what they're doing. Just unhook from it. Yes, say if you see legislation that really offends you or you feel really strongly about something, speak up, do that, take action when you feel called to it. Look at your own life, your own values, what's most important to you, and what do you want to do with yourself? Do you really want 10 hours a day being eaten up with the political situation that may or may not be affecting you, or do you want to make your life move forward? There's a difference. I'm not saying ignore it. Put yourself
at the top of your hierarchy. Yeah. That what's going on outside does not have to have that tremendous bearing on who you are becoming inside, right?
Right. Right. And also, look at it this way. If all hell is breaking loose out there, why don't you have the freedom to go be yourself? You know, like, who's going to – it's not going to hurt anybody for you to do it, and you've got openings. So, so go do it.
Go do it. Go do it.
What are you waiting for?
Wow. Well, I think you really expressed what a lot of us are feeling, that maybe just really didn't know, you know, what words to use or to be able to explain the situation all that well. We've all felt this change coming for a while. Things are not what they used to be, and by God, they shouldn't be what they used to be. This is a different time, a different age. We have different concerns. You know, technology is different. We can be attacked from different, you know, angles now that weren't available before, and we can grow through different angles now that weren't available before. So it is time for a change. That is just the nature of life. We all go through it on a personal basis, on an entity basis. And I think the way you just explained that to us from the astrological basis, for me, every cell in my body is vibrating to that. Yeah, that's what it
is. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and also
I think
look
it's
at it
really
this way.
Cool.
Part of what was so uncomfortable last year was a lot of stuff got pulled to the surface that we maybe didn't realize was under there. So now we're seeing more clearly, like, what really is coexisting with us. Like, oh, I didn't realize that was there. A lot of – and it's unnerving. But, okay, now we're living a little more honest. Like, okay. I mean, there are Confederate flags flying in my neighborhood in New Jersey. They weren't flying before November. They're flying. I'm like, what does this have to do with anything up here? I don't like this. So, but okay,
wow.
Maybe they felt emboldened to do it. All right. So that's just a tiny example of things running around. And know that there are a lot that fear is rampant, and a lot of people are. That is a motivation behind lots of the behavior and a lot of the really restrictive, almost the fundamental religious Taliban-esque legislation that we're seeing coming down, and people who've had rights being treated like they're pieces of property. I'll be on my tiny soapbox here, but women's role is kind of under attack, and it's fear of, oh my God, the world isn't what I thought it was, or people think that their control is slipping, so they're grabbing even harder. Remember what I said, Empire Strikes Back. So there's a death knell going on, and there are certain ways of living and looking at the world that are going to double down really hard before they die off, because millennials don't live that way or think that way or like not an issue.
They don't. Yeah, I know.
Not
my friend
issue.
Is 25. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, so?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you
know,
that's right.
Animals, yeah. And they grew up with straights and gays being best buddies. So,
I missed the time here. And go, you can find Kathy Beal, look at the website, her information's there, and it will be on my Facebook. So sorry we ran over. Kathy, thank you, and hope to get you back on again.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.